And from the 4 months of broadcasting on this, our last programme from Radio Facts, just a few segments of the sort of things that we did.
We are defining what, in our view, should constitute a light regulation of the future, not massaging for a defunct monopoly. Our position was formulated by a large group of programme makers, including many working or planning to work in the newly emerging companies. No incorrect 1960s thought was to be heard.
Well, has been expected after the group's merger with Chalford Communications, which owned the LBC holding earlier this year.
I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve it through not dying. That was an advertisement placed by TVS Entertainment in a recent edition of the Guardian newspaper.
And that also appeared in the Times, the Independent, and several other national newspapers. And while we're looking at advertisements, there's an intriguing small advertisement in the media section of The Guardian. Experienced radio presenters sought for commercial offshore radio project, Harmony FM. Send demo and CV to 0JH.
Well, we rang up The Guardian.
And we asked them what their rate for placing these adverts is, and they charge £33 per column centimetre, so that means that somebody has spent £99 on advertising for offshore radio presenters.
RTE has already shed 200 staff over the last 3 years, after the Stats Kennedy Cowley Consultants report, which had suggested a staff reduction of 320. The Communications Minister, Ray Burke, has already brought all stages of the new independent radio and television bill through both houses of the Irish Parliament. Within a matter of weeks, the Minister is expected to name the members of the new...
Few cuts there from the regular speech programming, which we were doing for 4 months until the 12th of December. So now, what are you going to do with all your time, Maggie?
You mean, is there life after Radio Facts?
I'm sure there must be a lot more life.
Well, I shall be taking my own advice and writing regularly to my MP.
Ah, splendid. And I hope everybody else is going to do the same sort of thing.
This is Radio Facts, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
This is our final programme with Trevor Brooke
and Maggie Stevenson.
Tell you when it's too late.
every station in Ireland is playing the final countdown. At least we aren't doing that. All the stations, that is, that are closing down, and quite a few have announced that they will not be closing down. And if you listen to our programme all about the new Irish Wireless Telegraphy Act, you'll know that the penalties involved are, for summary conviction in the local magistrate's court, a maximum fine of £1,000 Irish, equivalent to £870 English.
Thank you.
broadcasting on the 1st of April this year, and then continuously 24 hours a day from the 11th of August. We concluded our daily speech format on the 12th of December. In all, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing our listeners the latest developments in electronics, communications and broadcasting. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's helped make this possible for us, and to you for your enthusiasm and encouragement. We still have plenty of smart blue station cards, which list the people involved in the station, and also it comes with 6 sides of information all about Radio Facts. So if you'd like a copy, please send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. You can still get that even after our close down. And we can also still supply the AM synchronous detector unit during 1989.
Forever, now.
Radio Facts and our final programme.
Our transmitter and our audio processing has been switched on for over 3,000 hours without any faults. The faults we have had have been the mains going off, one tape player worn out, and an antenna fault with an open wire feeder which got twisted. And what else has happened? Well, a week or two ago, I was with somebody who does a lot of work for various BBC radio networks, 3, 4 and 2, and World Service. He was looking at our station card and he looked over the list of names and he said, "Yes, I know several of these people. Maggie Stevenson, I know her. What do you have to say about this, Maggie?"
I'd like to know who this person was.
I'll tell you in just a minute.
Right. is Radio Fax and our final programme.
Going through our large boxes of files containing your letters, we realise that we actually have a listener in every parliamentary constituency in the United Kingdom. And we must thank those of you who have let us know that you're writing to your Member of Parliament and the Home Office about us.
This is Radio Facts and our final programme.
We thought we wouldn't read any letters at all in this programme, but then we thought we'd just read one. But then we thought there are two we'd choose. Although I've tuned into your broadcasts for quite a while now, I've only just got round to writing to you. This is from Laura Clyons in Scotland. Let me add my voice to your long list of supporters. I think it was a disgrace that the recent White Paper did not make any provision for shortwave broadcasting. The government may have this impression of pirate stations who play music all day and night, but I can't see why a station like yours cannot get a license. Where else in Britain can we hear all the latest broadcast media developments? If we don't listen to international radio, then we don't hear anything. Oh well, I can only hope that you get some kind of license sometime, so that we can keep hearing your valuable service. I like your announcers. They always speak clearly and sound friendly. Thank you, Laura Clyons from Wishaw, Lanarkshire in Scotland.